Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause your look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family affair.
Welcome back, family. You've got your Omiyika 7 live coming to you right from my studio. It's good to be back. Yes, I have been gone for 2 days. We had to make a complete change in detour, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been on another show, working to develop another show. Nevertheless, we had two of our guests who had to change their schedule. But we have something uniquely planned for you today. Initially, we were going to have someone on that is deceased, and we found out this person was no longer with us and had made their transition. And we decided, anyway, for Friday, we're going to do a ceremony for that person and help to transition them properly. And we're going to release a hawk in the place of this lady who's made her transition. And we are going to usher her into the ancestral realm the proper way. And we're going to talk a little bit about her work and her discoveries and the things that she's done in the past. And today I'd like to just use this time for a little housekeeping and catching up to let you guys know what's on the scene. Omi's been gone on another broadcast for the last 2 days. No, I have not abandoned my show. I've been busy putting another show together. I think you're going to be quite proud of me and would like to support me in that effort as well. I'd like to once say hello to all my listening audience. Hello out there to those continuous followers. I say hello and join the family affair. And to those newcomers, come right in. You're welcome here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to quickly go over and do my prayer because I know it's in order and we have less time today. So let me rush over. If you'll join me over in the Talking Cure Room, I like to summon my ancestors. Will you please get in a position of prayer with your hands facing up as if you're going to receive, asking God to fill your cup and asking Him to supply you with everything you need. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the best place to be, in a position for prayer. The prayers of a fervent righteous man or woman will always avail much. And today we're looking to avail much today. God, we ask that you would fill our cups and let our cups runneth over. May you allow the frequency and the energy in our loins to vibrate off the charts. May we be able to keep our promise on what we came here to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what you promised to come here to do and made the commitment to do. We must be about our Father's business. No matter what we're doing out in the workforce, we must take time for prayer. Father, we bless every household that's present and accounted for here today. We say, may their cups runneth over, and may they be filled with the desires of their heart. May their ether and night ether begin to vibrate and reconnect with you on every account. As we pour a glass of water to my Father's spirit, I say, Ashe. Ashe. As I pour a glass of water to my mother's spirit, I say, Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother and ask that she would be guided here safely. Mother, come quickly. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit. I say, Father, be guided home quickly. If you're in the lagoon, may you make your way home. If you're in the Pacific Ocean, the Red Sea, or the Erie Canal, make your way home quickly, Father. Or if you're in the Middle Passage and you need assistance and help, may the ancestors help guide you home. Today we are going to praise and worship you, Father. We're going to lift you up in the atmosphere. We also want to be reminded of a dear sister that transitioned and made her transition and moved into the ancestral realm. And on Friday, we're going to lift up and acknowledge that being, and may you accept her into the fold. Father God, we thank you for choosing us, for allowing us to be in your plan, and if it be inshallah, if it be your will, Father, continue to use us in a perfect way. And, Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Father, guide us on a straight path, on the path of righteousness. And, Father, we know that there are many that seek to lay hold on each of us and have ditches that they've dug. But may the ditches that they've dug, may they fall into those ditches themselves. May we be given favor and may we be set aside for your good purpose, Father. And we'll be careful to be reminded that we ought to give our higher selves and our we the praises if we are to have any success in this world. And we say to God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going on that Talking Cure with me. And I also want to say that this evening is an evening, so I wanted to bring you up to date as to what is going on. Yes, you've probably seen it on Twitters. I am on another broadcast, and that broadcast is called Omi's Organic Broadcaster. Now, most of you know how well I am in sustainability and self-reliance and doing for self and being able to provide for self. As you know, this organization is underwritten by Project 2019 under the consumer science, and our whole philosophy is that only Black America can save Black America, and that sustainability and Self-reliance is our motto, and knowledge is power, as you know. As we find a way to feed our family and put food back on the table, then we become self-reliant. In our effort to find the appropriate foods to eat in a time when supermarkets are going out of business in Detroit, the majority of the supermarkets have been already dissolved and closed. So we are going to have to learn to feed and accommodate ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, I have found it necessary, as I told you, I'm very interested in sustainability. We are working on a project with Boots on the Ground to talk to women all over the diaspora about their efforts to become farmers and organic farmers and how to find some of the funding that is available to help them to establish their organic gardens. That's why Omi is a gardener. My uncle was a gardener and was noted here in this city for being an outstanding gardener. Even until he had both of his legs amputated, he cropped the fields from his wheelchair and was written up in the family neighbor section about his outstanding garden that held fast throughout the years right here in our own community. He taught me gardening as well as many people in my family. And we know the benefits of using good soil and not using fertilizer to contaminate our crops. So what we're going to be talking about in that on that show is we're going to be speaking to people about energy. As you knew, we're going to be focusing in on frequency and energy. Before we can start talking about the ground, we're going to have to talk about how we relate to the earth and how we are made up of the particles of the earth. So therefore, we can commune with the earth and we can also collaborate with the earth. So therefore, if we're made up of the dirt and the dust, we know that's where we're going to return. However, we can talk to the atmosphere. We can make requests from them as well as crop and develop our crops. So if we begin to get a handle on understanding how organic gardening works and how to feed ourselves, then we then become self-reliant. I've been talking about this for quite some while. We've had several meetings with women to talk to them about speaking with the representative that comes from Milwaukee who is in the process of girding up our organization to help us keep our sustainability going. It doesn't just stop with gardening. There's also aqua development of the fish that actually grow on top of the water where you are fertilizing your vegetables. So there's a lot to learn in organic gardening, and we are definitely ready to do that. And we're going to be talking about how our bodies vibrate and how we are made up of substance and elements. So therefore, we're going to have to learn how to develop our energy frequencies and how to keep them risen high and what foods we need to put in our system to keep us healthy. So we're going to be talking a little bit about how to get financial assistance, how to develop our programs so that they can get off the ground. And on that broadcast, you can also download the recordings to your podcast as well as your Kindle. So you will be able to carry Omi with you now wherever you go on that broadcast, not just sitting at the terminal. And that's one of the reasons why I elected to go with another broadcast in addition to this one. Of course, I haven't put down Blog Talk. But I wanted you to know that, yes, on Twitter it talks about the new broadcast, and I think I'm out there on that broadcast giving a little insight about energy. As a science teacher, one of the main things that we focused a lot on was the fact that we're all scientists and we could all study metaphysics and understanding how science works. And therefore, this will give me an opportunity to talk more about frequencies and vibration and get an understanding of balancing our brain. Yes, we will be talking about balancing the brain and also quantum jumping. Now, quantum jumping is something very new we just recently started to converse on, and it is nothing that we're recommending. However, we are recommending that you balance your brain so that you will be ready for this new century that's about to bring in all of the solar systems that are finally, at last, my love has come along. You know, I wanted to do that. But anyway, at last, we're getting the solar systems to line up, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that means? That means that we're going to have frequency levels that are off the chart. And the sun is going to be much hotter, and you're going to find people that are going to be engaged in sustaining supernatural burns from the atmosphere, and we'll have to be taught how to offset those sunburns, as well as internally. So we're going to have people on the show to talk about brain balancing and to talk about how do you deal with the solar system that is changing so rapidly, and how do you get ready so that you can prepare yourself to receive the sun. Now, as we talk about energy and science on that show, we will also be talking about how are we going to prepare ourselves for this new millennium that's going to be ushered in, and our consciousness. Are we ready conscious-wise? And do we need to be grown up in the conscious area in order to understand what is about to happen? Now, if you have not started listening to the Venus Project, you ought to go out and Google it. You ought to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stay tuned for station identification. Let's stay tuned for station identification, and we're going to be right back at you in the atmosphere. I'm going to color him Father.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? I said, I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man Father. Think I'll color him love. Color him Father. Think I'll color this man love.
Yeah.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete. Cause without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Rochelle. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color this man Father. Think I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him Father. Think I'll color this man love. A real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows that she and 7 children couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I got to color this man Father. I'm gonna color him love, yeah. Gotta color him Father, yeah. I believe I'll color this man love. Gonna color him Father. Color him love, yeah. Thank you.
be back. Thank you so much for welcoming me back, and it's nice to be back home again. Well, I haven't left you completely. I've just opened up another avenue so that we can talk about our edible foods. And I want to briefly talk to you about the fact that being a scientist is very important. We all are scientists. If we use the scientific method every day, we have data that we collect, and we also make a hypothesis. And with that data we collect, we also come up with a philosophy and theory. So we're all using scientific methods, and we're all scientists. Now, in your classroom, teachers, I hope you're involving your children in the scientific method, even as early as preschool and kindergarten. So on that new show, once again, what is happening? On that new show, we're going to be inviting some metaphysics people. And for those of you who are used to hearing metaphysics people, then that's a plus for you. However, for those of you who do not want to speak about supernatural things, you might not want to appear on that show. But that show is going to be open. As you know, it takes a lot of work to invite guests on, and their schedules are so busy, and sometimes they just can't take the time. But you know Omi will come in here and do the show even without a guest. Now, I've asked my two guests to refrain from coming this week because we are having a ceremony for the loss of one of our dear metaphysic person who made their transition. And we were sorry to find out through a family member that she had made that transition. So Friday, we're dedicating a session to her. We're going to be releasing a hawk. And why a hawk? Because she was an animal lover, and she spoke to the animals, and she communicated with the animals. And therefore, she was able to find out a lot of discoveries about thyroid condition and dealing with the dolphins. She was very gifted in that area of learning that the dolphins have the healing capability. Wouldn't you know it, our very own animal kingdom has the capability of healing. And she discovered this, and through her discovery, she found that she could learn a lot about how to help the human being. And her name is Victoria Brenda. Victoria Brenda is an animal communicator, and I'm just going to give you a little insight about her as a Reiki master. And she's written up all over the Internet there, a Reiki master for animals and a holistic animal wellness person. You can find her out on the website. We're going to briefly talk about her a little bit today to get you prepared for Friday. And in her ceremony, we'd like to stop now and pay homage and send out some energy to her spirit to let her know we still love her, even though she made her transition. Her desire was to work with animals in all capacities, and she spoke to the animals, and she healed the animals. And then she discovered that some of the animals had the capability of healing human beings, such as the horse as well as the dolphins. Now, I've been studying dolphins and their ability in my class and how they can actually mimic the lifestyle of a human being because of the way they have an attraction to their litter. Just like we have an attraction to our children, and we pass that on to other members in our family as well as other friends. The dolphins have that capability as well. Now, Victoria has researched the dolphins and did a very good job about the types of conditions that they help to heal. One of them was thyroid problem. And you can find her out on the website listed. So on Friday when we release that hawk, we're asking that how the hawk to go back out into the wilderness and reconnect to the greater circle. And when we discovered that Victoria had made her transition, it was rather shocking because I thought she was still with us, and I didn't know she had transitioned. Now, I have an opportunity to make connection with a lot of naturopathic doctors, healers, Reiki healer and master, aromatherapists. That's because I am in that circle with people in that area. My brother is a naturopathic doctor who you've heard on the air, Jamal. He has been out of town and not able to be with us, but he will be back. So I've had connection with these people for years, and just as you listen to Teresa Frabre is one of those supernatural healers and metaphysics persons, and also with Linda Rosenthal. These people are very high up in the industry for working with sweat lodges as well as working in the area of holistic healing. Now, what we have found this week and this month that is very necessary that we put you in touch with these people, because some of you will not want allopathic medicine, and that is traditional medicine where they use pharmaceutical drugs. Some of you may want holistic naturopathic medicines, which are non-drug therapy, and you need to know where you can find these people and how to access them. Now, essential oils are very, very important, and they were the first medicines. They were here before some of our herbs, and that's how most of our medicines were made, was through essential oils. And initially for this month, we wanted to put you in contact with as many of those metaphysicists as possible so that you have a choice to make a decision when you need healing modalities. Now, on our other show, we are still going to be talking about healing modality and good quality of food and drinking water. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're not just going to get good quality of foods. You got to have good drinking water, preferably not just distilled water, but water that is electrolyte, okay, so that everything has a vibration and electrolyte in it so that it can be vibrated and has a frequency, because your body is living. You must put living food in your body. And on that other station, we're going to be inviting people from all walks of life who talk about healing through modalities of energy, that talk about our very bodies that are made up of atoms and how we can heal ourselves, how we can vibrate at a certain level so we can reconnect our tissues and redevelop our DNA so that we age slowly and differently than we normally did. Now, with most of you coming up on the age of 50 and 60, you ought to be trying to worry about how to slow down the aging. And that is through eating good, wholesome, organic foods, eating live food. When you put live foods in your body, they go a long way and sustain.